Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Songs that everybody knows, and everybody, their toes tap and their body moves. With every drop of water you drink, with every breath you take, you are connected to the world of water, in a manner of speaking. No matter where you live on this planet, you are connected to the sea. Every drop you drink. When you take a shower, get a bath, right? You have water. Water is what your life, your body is all about. So if you are having the reservations a lot of people have, and the reason the climate control gets as much traction in many areas as it does is because the watering hole is not, it ain't what it used to be. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of people, kind of guerrilla fighters, who are out there to try to save water, save the planet, save the environment. And they do laudable work. Sometimes I think it's misdirected, misguided, but it still is good. It's not a bad thing to be concerned about your environment. And what's more important than the water that you drink? And what that song sets is the tone. I love that song. I can listen to that song over and over and over again. One of those things that sets the tone, good tone, for our discussions in this hour of the Good Day program. We have the 26th of January, don't we? Seems to me the 26th is upon us. So looking at the calendar, we would be in February 2nd, a week from today, right? Okay. February.
Because I feel like this time of year, the year always starts off really slow. January seems to last forever. February somehow is even longer. And January flew by.
Yep.
Like it barely existed.
Time is moving, man. Move it on and move it up. Okay, so speaking of moving on, I have a question about whether Travis Kelce would be where he is if it was without Taylor, the influence.
Would he be a Super Bowl champion who's really good at football? I believe he was before her.
Well, yeah, but nobody knew who he was, or at least, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people knew who he was. I didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
People who were kind of like in the middle of the road. The point of the focus on Kelce right now is that he's donated 25,000 meals to children in Kansas City. Giving back, if you will, to the city for the support he's getting. He's teaming up with a cake company to give 25,000 meals to students. This is Kodiak Cakes. So they're going to work with a nonprofit after-school program to donate these hot meals.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a couple of years ago, he invested in this food company in Kansas City. What it is a protein-packed whole grain breakfast food. And he's worked with Operation Breakthrough there over the years, apparently, and a couple of other foundations. So this is good. I just wonder if we would be talking about it in terms of the national stage that we have if it were not for the influence of
Taylor Swift. It was news during the pandemic when he supplied, donated all of the food and all of the supplies 100% that Breakthrough would need for 15 weeks to help keep the business running for all of those kids during the pandemic in 2020. Yeah. That was a big news story. This is one of the reasons why I like this relationship, because I am a Swiftie and I am also a big Kelce fan. They're Cleveland boys. But most of her past relationships always seemed like they were kept under the radar. The whoever she was dating always seemed like they wanted their name in their own right. Travis Kelce already has the name in his own right. He already is well known. He already is really good at his job. And he's also somebody who is willing to support his partner and proud of his partner and doesn't feel like anything that his partner accomplishes takes away from him. Where it feels like there have been other, not even just Taylor Swift relationships, but other relationships, other celebrity relationships, other normal people relationships, where sometimes it feels like people don't want to just be linked to that person. They want their own name in their own right. And he already has his, but also I don't think he would care either which way. He just seems like one of those genuinely good guys.
Maybe that's what she sees in him, among other things, because he is not he's not a grandstander, as you've explained it. I just don't know. I didn't know anything about him before the Taylor Swift thing started. But it looks like, looking at the history of this organization and what he's been doing for years, that he is a fellow who's on the top of his game. And it isn't just a football game. He's on the top of life. He's smart about what he's doing with his time. He's decent, and maybe that's what she likes about him. Wasn't he on Saturday Night Live recently? Also, he's been, because everybody knows who he is.
You know, I have fallen so off of the Saturday Night Live wagon.
He was. Anyway, so he's a good guy, helping. How often is he with her? Do they spend as much time people following? Is she able to escape the paparazzi and just go find him and they have quiet time together? There is a lot. Whenever he's seen in public,
so,
like a big circus.
Not every date is going out to a restaurant, I'm sure.
To the football. Yeah, for sure. Yep. All right, here's some good news for those of us who watch the numbers, who are on top of the economy. And this is good news for Joe Biden, not necessarily good news for Trump, if you want to look at it that way. I don't really want to look at it that way, but everybody else is saying, well, look at this news. It's got to be good for Biden. Listen, Biden didn't have anything to do with the fact that the growth of our economy has beat expectations of the people who are the Fed and others, regulators who watch this. So the economy at the moment is growing at about 3.5%, and that's good. It was around 2% a year ago, I think it was. Consumer spending is big. It is fueling the growth. Certainly the holiday season, guess what? Guess how much money was spent? Now the numbers are in for the holiday season. Want to take a bet?
Millions?
Yes. In the hundreds of millions.
Whoa.
965 billion dollars.
Wow.
The holiday season. That's the most money ever spent during the so-called holiday season. $965 billion of private spending. And so the gross domestic product last year was over 3%. And so the inflation business, what we're having to pay for rates, if you're borrowing money, all that stuff is going to be affected. There'll be, I think, 3 interest rate cuts this year. And that'll mean that the cost of borrowing money probably down in the fives, maybe even lower than that. It depends on what else is part of it. Always during an election year, there's a lot of money spent as well. As a matter of fact, all these characters so far, even in the primaries, have spent billions. And this year there will be many more billions spent to get your vote. Huh? That's something else. All right, here's a story of a man from Florida honored for his heroics, rescuing a woman from a car that was sinking in an alligator-infested pond. How about that for a situation? Dwayne Hingos jumped into action after hearing a car crash into the pond. This is Auburndale, Florida. He was standing outside his company's warehouse when this woman had a medical episode in her car, resulting in the car veering off the road and into this pond. She was from Lakeland, Florida. on her way to pick up her 18-month-old child. Good thing she hadn't picked him up yet, I guess, right? So anyway, this guy ran over into this alligator-infested body of water. He swam to the car and pulled out this driver.
Yeah, like swimming before the vehicle sank.
Yeah. She calls him an angel of God. Yes, that's true. Yep. So he was praised by local leaders as demonstrating exceptional bravery and composure. Mm-hmm. Critical moment of distress, he thought straight, and his action, putting his own personal safety at risk, undoubtedly saved this woman's life. And he said, I didn't even think about that, right? If my family was in this situation, I'd want somebody to do the same thing. So, good for him, right? Need
yeah.
more heroes. The world needs a lot of heroes. We need them. We want them. We like them. Chemistry graduate, research assistant, Southern Illinois University, facing 4 felony charges. See, we have to counter the good with the bad, Jake. This guy.
All about moderation.
Say, yeah, exactly. He made meth on campus. There we go. That's smart. Yep. Jeremy Smalling is his name, charged with aggravated unlawful participation in meth manufacturing. Don't you love these charges? Aggravated unlawful participation in meth manufacturing. Where's Better Call Saul?
M-Lab. Better Call... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
College, mm-hmm. Right? He's been a graduate research assistant there since August of 21. He's in a master's program in chemistry. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think this is the extra credit that the curriculum requires. And the police found out off of a professor's tip. The professor figured it out and was like, hey, go check this out.
Look out. Look out below. All right, so Friday. It's Friday, right? We have a weekend. What's the weather look like across the country? This weekend in Cleveland is wet, dry?
That's good question. I honestly am, like, oblivious to what tomorrow even is. Do you ever feel that way? Like, you have no idea what's coming?
Once in a while. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence having come.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Three after the hour now on the Friday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Social media time. What's trending today, you're wondering? One of the big items on the top 10 trending list is a focus on Justin Timberlake, who's been all over the place this week promoting his new album. He says it's his best work. Well, he's got a very good sense about him. I think he does, as far as his acting abilities, talented, singing, talented, married to a hot chick. So, listen, life is good. Let's talk a little bit more about the songs in his new album and talk a little more about him. Should we do that? Yes, we should do that. And we will, I promise, right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. Stop for my mental blood. I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. But you're a fool, baby. You can play.
The percussion in music today makes me feel like a lot of it sounds the same, but that's maybe just me. I like Justin Timberlake, always kind of have. He says he's worked for a long time, Jay, on this album. He got 100 songs.
Yeah, he was really feeling inspired in writing this one. And then he recorded 100 songs. Imagine how many more he was working on that just didn't get recorded. And it makes you think, too, how many albums would artists do? We already know that not all of their songs make every album. But just to think how many get left, like how many truly get left behind. The fact that he is saying 100. And how many are actually going to be on this record? Maybe
18. 18? There are 18 songs on the album. That's it. So you've got to imagine what kind of work it is to narrow it all down and to have an ear so you know what the hits are. Because that's really what you're aiming to do. You want to get songs that people can identify with, that they'll like, and they'll, you know, obviously cough up the cash to buy the album. Or can I even say that anymore? Is there such a thing as buying albums? There's vinyl albums anymore, but are people buying streaming? Or how do they... What's
all
the
of the above. You can still buy records. You can still buy CDs. You can obviously buying them digitally is a thing too.
Yeah,
they're all still the options.
I think he's the host of SNL this week. Matter of fact, he's been on SNL quite a lot. He's good. He's an entertainer. He's a singer. He's people like him, frankly. And he's like, well, does he bring? I've always liked his wife, and now his. Wife's name escapes me. Why
Jessica
is that? Because Jessica Biel, that's it, right? Who's kind of a good action star. She's around. She produced a television series, too. Didn't she a couple of years ago that she was involved in? I'm trying to remember what the name of it.
Yes, and she was in the first season of it, and I'm Bill Paxton was in it, too. Wait, no, not Bill Paxton, I'm sorry. Not Bill Paxton.
No,
is the president
or the other
from
Bill.
Independence Day. Yeah,
right.
Bill Pullman.
That's Pullman. You're right.
The title of that TV show escapes me, but that was a great show.
Yeah, very, very intriguing. All right, so we've talked about Justin Timberlake and his wife here. For your listening and dancing pleasure, this is Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take them to the local shelter, let them meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in the state of Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. Steve Sadow, one of Trump's attorneys, said Thursday the motion seeks to hold Willis accountable and to convince the court the charges must be dropped. The White House preparing for a state visit from the Prime Minister of Japan. Japan in April.
This will obviously underscore the importance of our alliance with Japan and our bilateral relationship, and also all the work we're doing together to improve and strengthen not only our bilateral cooperation, but our cooperation with Japan and other allies across the Indo-Pacific.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, Japan, the U.S., and other Quad Alliance members in the Pacific trying to keep China in check. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Play a little bit here because it helps punctuate the story. If you remember anything about Schindler's List, you remember how important the music was to the story. It was probably Liam Neeson's, if not his defining role, one of his best, and certainly points to the story itself and what happened when he created that list of people that he saved during you. People know the story, so I can tell a little bit more, a little color behind the story of why Liam Neeson was selected by Steven Spielberg to play Schindler. Apparently there's something in Liam Neeson's background that connects him to a story that's similar like this. And at the time, Liam Neeson, who has played all kinds of different roles, was interested in a real challenge. So he was introduced to Spielberg, and Spielberg was putting this all together. And it just one of those things, you know, there are no accidents. Things come together because they're supposed to. I think Liam Neeson has had a storied career, still at it. A lot of people like him best in Love Actually. It was a different, completely different kind of role for him. But he's a friend who's producing a movie that he's in this year, and she says he's the kindest, gentlest man. She loves working with him, being around him. So that's kind of a cool story as well. So remembering what happened during the World War II focus on the Jews and how some people worked hard to save them, even at their own expense. But he had enough hooch, so he got it done. So there you go. That's a great story. Speaking of great stories, on Friday I look back through the week. In my own world, I have a perspective on things that is built around the radio work that we do here on the Good Day program. You can catch all of our episodic adventures every day, the day of, all day long. The Good Day Show airs at gooddayshow.com. We also have our download, focus on things that we have talked about this week, some of the political stuff, some of the realities of the primary in New Hampshire, talking about your health and well-being with Dr. Ken, the Good Day Health shows themselves that are on many of these same stations through the weekend. Avail yourself of the news that Ken talks about with regard to you and your health, and also what Jack Stockwell has for you informationally. Whole different approach to medicine. Oftentimes the stations that carry them together as 2 hours, like we do our talk radio countdown show, 2 hours, one with Michael Harrison, who's from Talkers Magazine. The other one is with Jay and Jennifer. We talk about our perspective on some of these issues. Of course, we have the American Family Farmer that airs every weekend around the country, focus on what's going on in agribusiness. So all kinds of variety. I hope that it is helpful to you, because that's what it's aimed at doing, being helpful, catching up on some of the news. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance, by the way. And so you know by now probably that Progressive has insurance for your motorcycle, your car, your boat, your RV. But you know what they say in the radio world, Jay? It's reach and frequency. Keep reminding people, and it'll work. Obviously, it does, because Progressive is spending twice as much money this year advertising than it did last year. So apparently something is working. So if you want, anyway, back to Progressive's message in terms of protection, wherever you are, you'll save a lot of money. You just dial them up. 800-PROGRESSIVE, easy number to remember, or online at progressive.com. All right? Here's kind of a, I guess this is a strange but yet interesting story about those message boards on the highways around the country. You know, the quirky messages that you see often.
Yeah, the fun ones that are also sometimes kind of distracting, but really cute.
Right. Well, the feds, they haven't got anything better to do. They have issued a ruling this week aiming to stop states from using these message boards with signs that are obscure. For example, here in Massachusetts, oftentimes you see phrases on these billboards that are completely Bay State in terms of, everybody knows who's here what this means. There's one that you see frequently, use ya blinka, Y-A-H-B-L-I-N-K-A-H, because that supposedly sounds like New England talk.
Yeah, right.
So the feds don't want. They have gotten nothing better to do than to issue a proclamation and a paper that tells states what they can and can't put on their signs. Do you realize how much money we waste in this country on garbage like this?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? What difference does it make?
Distracting. What's the point? Well, but also think about this. Whatever they have written on those are a lot less distracting. You have to take less time to read those than some of these billboards that are everywhere that have, like, full paragraphs.
Oh, my God. Sick of the government. Government this, government that. Mother of the convicted Oxford High School shooter went on trial this week. We talked about this before the trial got started. She's being charged with manslaughter. It's the first time a parent of a school shooter has been charged directly in connection with an attack. The father will be on trial in a month or so himself. This lady, we identified her, reminding you of the story. Jennifer Crumbly is her name. Quoting the prosecutors, she was grossly negligent of the dangers her son posed. Grossly. Of course she was. Everybody knew this kid was a problem, but the mother didn't want to deal with it. So, he had violent tendencies. He was 15 years old when he killed those students. Throw the book at her and throw the book at the husband. That's what I say. What do you say, Jay? Yes? No? Am I on the right path?
I was sneezing. When we talk about it before, it was one of those things of, like, this is neglect. People knew, but all of the adults failed, not just the parents, because staff, principal, teachers, faculty, they saw these signs, too, and the child was not suspended, was not put into some kind of a psychiatric care facility.
Yep.
You even said the story, Doug, how one of the teachers saw him writing notes, that I think it was the day of, hours before, maybe, or it was the day previous, writing notes of... drawing pictures of the guns and writing notes of these thoughts won't stop and different things like that. This child was crying out for help, and there were all of these red flags. And yeah, the parents should stand trial in this situation. I think it's a situational thing. But they're not the only adults that failed, this child or the victims.
No, a lot of parents ought to be on trial for this sort of thing, frankly. Here's another one. Man who's found guilty this week of shooting a woman who pulled into his driveway. She was in the wrong driveway, 20 years old. She was a passenger in a friend's car when they turned into a driveway. This is last April. These two people pulled into a dark driveway, and this old coot, this is in Hebron, New York, by the way, they were looking for a friend's house, and he went out with his gun and started shooting. And so she was a passenger in the cars driven by her boyfriend. There were a couple of cars that were in the driveway. He fired shots at them and hit her, and she died. So he sat on his porch, fired at a car. There was no threat. What a waste, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, there are other people who say, well, how do you know?
Well, the whole stand your ground thing, how many times have you yourself, I know I've done this, you turn around in someone's driveway just to turn around. They weren't even just turning around. They thought that that was the house they were supposed to be going to. But there have been other stories where somebody was just pulling into a driveway to turn around and somebody starts shooting. It makes me wonder, like, okay, what is this paranoia? Are you actually into something illegal and you think somebody's out, you do think somebody's out to get you? Are you just looking for an excuse because you want to kill somebody but you wanted to see feel legal? Like, there's more to this story. There's more to that mentality of why this happened, but needless death, absolutely unacceptable. Like, you can't even turn around into the wrong driveway or what with the other kids. There's been other stories where people just knocked on the wrong door.
Yeah, right. Alabama executing a man using nitrogen the other day. First state in the country to use this untested method, and of course you know what that led to. A lot of protests as his cruel and unusual treatment. This guy was a murderer, and I don't know, nitrogen isn't, what's laughing gas? What do they call it? It's something, it's not nitrogen, I forget what it is, but that's something. Anyway,
like with the
nitrogen smothers
you. They don't really knock you out. Nitrous oxide, where they don't fully knock you out, but you are okay with everything that they're doing.
Yeah. Right. Under the circumstances, he got what he deserved. NASA's website focusing on that little helicopter that's on Mars to see some of the... I was looking at the video of this last night. It's very cool. They were able to control this helicopter, but apparently when it landed, one of the propellers, one of the rotors, fell off. So they couldn't use it as much as they wanted to. But imagine the ingenuity of building a helicopter, putting it in a rocket ship, getting it delivered to Mars, and you being able to control it. It takes 8 seconds for the signal to get from the Earth to Mars, and they monitor it because they have cameras that have been set up. It's just and you think about technology and what people can do. But anyway, yesterday was the last time they used it because of the problems with the propeller. This particular mission was to look for evidence of life that once existed on the planet. I think we know that. I think you know, right? We know. We sense it. We see it. We know it. As it, life could be all over the universe. We don't know.
Yeah, but it feels like in our specific solar system, or with our planets, the way the sun is and how it, you know, you go one planet up and it's too hot, one planet back and it's too cold. Earth happens to be the exact location
like
to
Goldilocks.
Hold life. Yeah.
Uh-huh. The I'm trying to wrap up a couple
not with our planets.
Yeah. The story this week about the authorities chasing these two guys who escaped from jail in Arkansas. I think they've got one of them, but the other one's still roaming around someplace. Yeah, listen. Let's hear it for law enforcement in Arkansas. Hooray! All right, Reddit. I'm trying to get Jay all excited about Reddit. There's a post that sparked debate this week, how far it's okay to stretch your legs on an airplane. Apparently... this photo that appeared disturbed a lot of people because of somebody sticking their stinky toes under your seat.
People invading your space where your feet are. That's, you know.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on bare feet on the plane. Thank you. And it's 48 after now.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I... fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour, time for today's Food, Farm, and Family segment here on the Good Day program. Friday the 26th of January brings French farmers protesting into the big cities. They're blocking roads all over Paris. They're dumping produce across the country, not just in Paris and some of the bigger cities. They have demanded the government address numerous problems and grievances with farmers and farming. They have the same problem there that we do here. Farmers are not as well united here. We have a couple of important farm organizations, National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Association, a federation, but the farmers, you know, there is more of a, the French are more likely to be vehemently focused on whatever it is that angers them. So in France, there are 500,000 farms. It's one of the highest producing countries in terms of food and output. They've reached almost $100 billion in farm produce, which is delivered all around Europe. And so there is a farmers' union that's leading the protest, demanding better protection against the foreign competition coming in from Russia, from China. Here we go again. Everybody's friend is China. The food, the Chinese are trying to control agriculture, not only in our country, but all around the world. And so they're having all of this stuff. They're nobody's friend. And yet they get away with this stuff. The French are way behind. We're way behind. The only people that are really doing a good job protecting themselves are the Canadians. They don't want anybody in their country buying land that's not a Canadian or farming there.
Mm-hmm.
So the farmers in France are demanding better protection against all of this. They want diesel tax breaks. Well, we don't pay any tax here on diesel fuel at all. It's used on the farm. I wonder why they don't there. I would have thought in Europe that there would be no taxes on diesel fuel used on the farm. They want subsidy payments and guarantees on health insurance and things like that. One of the loudest groups are the winemakers and organic farmers. So this is a really big challenge. There's a new prime minister over there, Mr. Atal. So the government, you know, they want either to get out. It's kind of the same thing here. Get out of our business altogether, or, you know, like, don't regulate us to death and help us be competitive with the Germans, the Poles, the Romanians. They're the ones that are also sending cheap food into France and into England, Italy, Spain, all over the place there. So interesting to see what's going on in the farming community there. Here's the story of the death of a New York professional dancer who died after eating mislabeled cookies sold at a supermarket chain. This was preventable for sure. This young woman, Orla Baxendale, died from anaphylactic shock. She had a severe allergic reaction to cookies that came from Cookies United, sold at Stu Leonard's stores around the New York's the Northeast. We don't have them here in Massachusetts, but they're all over New York State for sure. So, and Connecticut as well. So they have issued a recall of these vanilla Florentine cookies that were sold at Stu Leonard's. They had peanuts that were not listed. And so you can imagine that Ms. Baxendale's family has hired lawyers, and they'll be going right to town on this. As a matter of fact, the first charge is gross negligence and reckless conduct. And I'm thinking this is, there are going to be, there are a lot of these things going on now. But the manufacturing process and the management of these stores and these companies is so bad, they're just inviting a lawsuit. You know, we talk about there's always at least one recall a day.
Whether it's something spoiled, but it also seems like there is a lot of the situation where it's either they were mislabeled, they didn't have the proper ingredients, or the situation where the wrong product completely got in the wrong label, like the swaps. And this is why we discuss this, because it really is dangerous. It could be deadly to people, to anybody who has a severe food allergy to something.
Yeah. There's a story floating around about an angry mother who says that she was scolded by a store employee for opening a package of food and letting her child eat it before she paid for it. I wonder if there's a point there, I suppose, right? We've probably all done a little sampling here and there in stores. I'm always tasting the grapes to see if they're any good, you know, that kind of stuff. But anyway, this was a big thing, and I wonder...
She wasn't paying for it. She paid for it.
Yeah, right. She would. That's what
kids,
I thought
kids,
it was.
Come on,
to
kids
be
get
enough.
The pass.
Interesting story, though. All right, so we have some food, farm, family things that will go into the register at foodfarmfamily.com. You can check it out this weekend, 59 after now. On
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.